It obviously begs a question, Chris, which is, if everything you've said is objectively correct and spot on and supported by the data, then how does, if I make Chris Williamson the prime minister or president of the world, and I say your first job is to fix this challenge, what do you do?
The first thing that you don't do is row back women's education and employment.
And that's why my parents don't know what I do for a living.
And this is one of the problems with this discussion, right? The things that I've just said there are borne out in Pew Research data, Morgan Stanley results. Like, these are incontrovertible facts, right? They are there. And any girl that is listening who earns more than £50,000 a year and has got a master's or above level education and is toward their late 30s or in their, toward their late 20s or in their 30s, knows this problem. You know the fact that you are struggling to find a man that you feel is eligible for you, right? That needs to be out there. The problem that happens around this discourse is that it posits men and women as adversaries and competitors of each other, right? As enemies. This means that worthwhile compassion, which is needed to both women and men. If you're a woman who has gone through your education, you've dedicated yourself to achieving a degree, you know, your mother's generation wasn't able to achieve this, and you're the first person that's maybe gone to uni or got a bachelor's or got a master's or got a PhD, and then you spend some time in a career grinding away and you now earn 150 grand a year. You think, right, I'm 31. I'd love to settle down. This would be amazing for me. Where are all of the men at? Hang on a second. And what you realize is that not only now are you competing with all of the other increasing cohort of women that are high achievers with status, employment, and education, but you're also competing with a 21-year-old barista who still lives at home with her parents for this small cohort of guys. That requires sympathy for women.
I don't think so.
Okay, that is not a good position for women to be in. At the same time, this huge cohort of sexless men, 30% of men haven't had sex in the last year, 50% of men say that they are not looking for a relationship. You are a man. You have been through your 20s. You know the power of the male sex drive between the ages of 18 and 30. Can you imagine getting yourself into a situation where you say, I'm not bothered about pursuing women? That is an unbelievably extreme statement for men to make. And they're self-identifying as this in Pew Research data. This isn't on incel forums. This is Pew Research. 50% of men aren't looking for a relationship.
When they say aren't looking for a relationship, do they mean I'm not looking for a woman or I'm not looking for commitment?
Not actively pursuing any kind of interaction with women.
Oh, shit.
Casual included.
What?
50%. Here's the point, right? You asked about solutions. The first thing that we need to do is turn down the volume of adversarial nature between these two. Anybody that listens to those two stories, right? The plight of men and the plight of women in the modern dating world, and doesn't see it as, wow, that's fucked. That really, really sucks for both sexes. Men have it worse in some ways. Women have it worse in different ways, right? This isn't a competition of like, oh, let's wave the flag of who's actually accumulated more victimhood points. The first thing that needs to happen before anything is the volume of the conversation needs to be turned down. We need to see the challenges that are faced by both sexes. The second thing that needs to be put out front is that there needs to be a way to raise men up without bringing women down, because it is very easy for you to say, okay, so women are out achieving men in education and employment. Let's just put the reins on them and then everything's going to be brought back. You go, look, I am not trying to row back any of the gains that have been made by women over the last 50 years. But you do want to have eligible male partners, right? If the thermodynamics of attraction include the fact that women tend to want to date across and up in terms of status, employment, and education, you need to do something, right? Some of the things that you could look at doing in terms of solutions would be redshirting boys, so starting boys in school 1 year later. This is something that was put forward by Richard Reeves. The reason for this is that boys tend to mature less quickly than girls. If you were to start boys 1 year later in school, it would mean that they would be more effective at their age. They would be more mature mentally. That's one start. Another one that I think is probably more controversial, but would make a big impact, would be to stop derogating motherhood, right? To start pedestalizing motherhood again. There is a huge movement in certain corners of women's advice that any woman who decides to become a mother is essentially a second class citizen. I don't think that that's true. I don't think that a woman that chooses to become a mother is a second class citizen. But women often fear becoming just a mother, right? Or just a wife, or at worst, a domestic prostitute. And they flee from this specter of family life into the open arms of a corporate employer. And laughably, we call this process freedom.